Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Ashani Chatter, and with me today is Nick Cleave, editor of the European ETAC and BUTAC reports. He's going to tell us about the factors currently driving price movements on these markets. So Nick, what are the current conditions on the ETAC market?
ETAC prices rose sharply in early January, as rising costs for feedstock acetic acid and increases to prices in Asia during the second half of last year put strong upwards pressure on European pricing. Supply also tightened, as INEOS, the largest producer in Europe, had only limited activity in the spot market from November last year to early February, according to market sources, though a company source said that there has not been limitations on INEOS's spot activity during 2018. Prices were fairly steady for January, but have been slipping in recent weeks.
And what are the key influences for ETAC prices going forwards?
The most significant influence on ETAC prices is supply. When supply is tight, prices can rise quite quickly, followed by steady decreases when the market returns to a balanced situation, as has happened recently, now that sources are seeing typical levels of spot activity from INEOS. There are currently a couple of limitations on European supply. Celanese have activated sales controls, and there are limited import volumes from Asia, as rising prices in that region have made Europe relatively unattractive since late last year. However, INEOS's return to normal spot activity should keep things balanced, though they're still due to finish a 100 kiloton a year expansion of their plant in Hull early this year, which could result in more disruption before it's completed. European feedstocks will also be influential, particularly acetic acid. Acetic prices have been increasing recently on tight supply, and last week's spot truck prices rose 60 to 75 euros per tonne, an increase of more than 10%, following LyondellBasell's recent declaration of force majeure on acetic acid in Europe.
And is that pressure from acetic acid also affecting BUTAC prices?
It is. BUTAC prices rose 30 euros a tonne last week, largely because of that pressure from acetic. When ETAC prices rose in January, BUTAC prices were stable because supply was much more balanced than it was for ETAC. Since BASF's Ludwigshafen plant returned to normal operations, there's more than 300 kilotons a year of active production capacity in Europe, while European annual demand is around 200 kilotons a year. This structurally long situation limits upwards pressure on pricing, but feedstock cost pressure has been strong enough to overcome that recently. There is also the potential for pressure from BUTAC's other feedstock, N-butanol, as this market is expected to tighten due to a number of upcoming maintenance shutdowns this year. The first major turnaround of the year in this market started last week at INEOS's plant at Lavera, and while MBA is still balanced, there will be less margin for error than usual while maintenances are ongoing.
Great, well thanks for explaining that, Nick. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update. We'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Ashani Chapter.